Coach, the effort your club was able to put in back-to-back nights here, just what stands out for you when you watch the way they played?
Well, you know, we didn't get frustrated in the game. We had some number of really good chances in the breakaways alone, but stay real patient with that game. And we're careful when we use the word patient. We didn't feel we sat back. We were conservative in the neutral zone, but we felt we really pushed the game offensively.
How about in your own zone as well? I guess some of the blocked shots and, again, kind of sacrifice in front of Ellie.
You know what? Blocked shots and some really good work there. But even, and they're going to get some zone time too, but it was a pretty controlled game, you know, even with the switch offs and some of the movement they had up top. We were in the lanes and we were lined up pretty consistently.
How meaningful was it to get 4 points in these two buildings?
It's meaningful in that I think we understand what it is that we did well, the mental approach to the game, the effort level, again, our shift length, you know, the intensity of our shifts, so that we can bring that back with us.
You've been talking about what Blake's been able to do moving into the middle. It looked like he did it again tonight.
Yeah, did it again tonight, and that's a tough back-to-back as a centerman. You know, that those guys and the defensemen carry most of the weight in your own end. Really good there.
Could you see him staying there?
If we have enough wingers to support it offensively, then we would look at it. It's something to really consider, because we still, I think next weekend is our sixth set of back-to-back, which leaves us with eight more. If you could run those four centermen on a back-to-back night, that you could really run your bench then. But I'm not sure. So the answer is we thought about it. I don't think that there's enough wingers for her to make this work.
And how happy were you for Andrew Kopp after he hit the crossbar?
You know what? You're worried about the hockey gods at this point, because you got to be happy about the way you play. He hits the crossbar, it's in the back of your net. And then once he scored that, I thought we had a pretty good chance of hanging on, because it seemed fairly justified.
But Blake, is it when you decide to make a guy a centerman, how much is it that, because you've been such a proponent of his, you know, his work ethic, his skill is obviously, like, you need to have the endurance, but you need to have the defensive responsibility.
You need to have a willingness to cut parts of your game back. So he's got great speed. So just think of a puck that moves side to side in your end and it's coming up to the winger. There's lots of guys that would be gone, right? They want the puck. They want to go. He's under the puck. He's patient. He's willing to sacrifice that part of his game to be a good player. That's a true statement of Blake on and off the ice. When you look at the line combinations in the first 26 games without Brian in the lineup, he's played with kids, and he plays hard. He's been a great leader for us now at center ice. He's been fantastic.
Is there a teaching moment for the missed opportunities, or is that just getting robbed?
I thought there were a few we didn't shoot that we should have got to the net. I think their goalie made really good initial saves, and then we didn't get a lot of luck on the things that were laying off to the side, because we had a couple of chances like that. You know what? Their goalie played a hell of a game.
The fact that Connor Hellebuck was able to kind of come up big at the end and not be busy early in the game. He only faced three shots.
It was absolutely going to be that kind of game, because there was going to be a push coming. I was hoping it was a 5-on-5 or a 6-on-5 push, but he was going to have to make one that kind of made the goaltending at both ends of the ice equal then on that save, if that makes sense.